Motor Company, your locally owned GM dealership. Let Dewey Motor Company help you find the right vehicle just for you. And then their service department will take good care of it. They just got new struts, put them on Buick. Nice. Got me up in a half an afternoon and even delivery right to my office. Dewey Motor Company's keys to tonight's football game.
I'll take it. First, it's adjusting. We talk about how much the kids are looking forward to playing on turf, but it is adjusting to it. It is a different surface. And seeing if we can indeed adjust to it and be ready to play on it, see that speed that we expect. And then also, you know, I think it's going to be ball control, but ground and pound, and see if we can't control the point of attack with our rushing attack versus theirs. They've got between their quarterback and a couple running backs that can be very capable runners, so we're going to have to control their rushing game as well.
District action starts right now. North Polk and Albia. North Polk 1-2 on the preseason. Albia 3-0. North Polk, folks, is a very good football program. Dan, it doesn't take very long to find out this is a good athletic group. And you look across the way, and you see some of the size down here. This is a very good football team that we're playing tonight.
Oh, up front, they're both offensive and defensive lines. Got just some nice size and speed to them, and a great, strong quarterback who also plays D-end. That's how strong and capable he is, that he's on the front line there on the defensive side. So it's definitely a team that's ready to play, and they know what they're doing here on this field, and they're going to be ready to take it to us and want to get the win in the first district game for the season.
All right, the opening kickoff brought to you by People State Bank. Ready, set, go. Their new mobile app, and we are underway here in district action. This is a deep kick, and it's going to go out of the end zone. That wind out of the south, gentlemen. Big T, that's a strong wind to kick with.
Yeah, that
it is, isn't it, T?
That ball went just right through the end zone, Jason. It was just a great, strong kick, a very capable kicker, and did a great job.
Albie with the first possession of the night. They'll start things out from their own 20-yard line. They'll work from the north end zone, working to the south side. Black end zones each side. Red Comets with the white lettering around the red. Proudly displaying this Comet North Polk football team. Albie under center. Sarver. And hands it off. Straight ahead it goes. Kieran Judge. And there's a fumble on the play. T and Christian, you're down there.
Yep.
And that looks like a turnover. And Albia has turned the ball over. North Polk on the first play from scrimmage, Dan. North Polk, and that is not the momentum you want if you're Albia. But if you're the home team, North Polk, you couldn't have scripted any better than that.
No, just a little fullback dive up the middle, and Kieran Judge, unfortunately, not able to keep the hands on. Great pressure and stripping of the ball by North Polk. They're going to get the ball on their own. Blue Demons 19, so a very short field to work with.
The Comets stay in the shotgun formation. Receiver east side. Here's the fumble on the play. It's loose on the ground, and I don't know. We'll have to wait for the indication, T.
I think North Polk got back on top of that one.
Quarterback Blake Brower on that one. He a little snap, kind of got mishandled it, but dove back on top of the ball. So loss of a couple yards, but retained possession.
Guys, no mud, no water, yet we still have hard to hold on to football, Christian.
Yeah, he can't hear you. We're having technical difficulties with the radio.
And though I think the wind buzzing in your ears and the mic.
The stadium channel's getting whipped.
Bad too.
Second down now, 11 for North Polk. Shotgun rolling to the right side. The quarterback plants, throws it towards the end zone, and that is going to go for a Comets touchdown. And North Polk, with only 49 ticks off the clock, Dan, have scored first here on the road.
But as you know, past number 8, Matt Cox, leading receiver on this team, has 3 touchdowns on the night now, that's his 4th touchdown of the season. Nice little corner route there, just ran it to perfection and was able to get the pass. Nice touch by Blake Brower on the quarterback.
The extra point to come, Carter Hartwig
scores,
doing the kicking. Here comes the snap, the kick is up, and it is high enough. We'll wait for the indication, it is good enough. And North Polk takes the early lead, 7-6 after the Albia turnover inside the red zone. And we'll run back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill manning the big board. Take it away.
All right. All right, guys. The GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board as North Polk goes up early here 7-0 on Albia. Albia unbeaten on the season, 3-0. They haven't lost in the regular season since 2012. Some other scores coming in here. Iowa City Regina up on Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. This is at Eddyville. Regina up on Eddyville 7-0. Also, Mormon Trail leads Wayne of Corden 14-13. They lead by a point here. Wayne also unbeaten on the season. Sigourney leads Pella Christian 7-6. And it is Twin Cedars up on Seymour 40-0. That's right, 40-0 on a 7 o'clock kickoff. Pekin leads New London 2 scores, 2 touchdowns, 14-0. Waco of Wayland on top of Van Buren, 16-6. All the scores one station right here, Thunder Country KIIC. Download the Thunderbolt app at your favorite app store. Let's go back live to Alleman. Here's the crew.
Your People State Bank kickoff. Ready, set, go. And this one sails out of the end zone as well. And that will Albie will have the football once again from the 20-yard line. T, that slippery field down there causing the early turnover for Albie.
Yeah, that was kind of strange. I don't know if he exactly got the handoff clean. So, I mean, I don't know if...
Wireless one, Tharp.
It might have been in the exchange.
That's the Tharp Funeral Home Wireless One mic. Big T down on the sidelines. Albie now with the football trailing 7-0. Just underway here in the contest. Luke Sarver brings his team to the line of scrimmage. Here's a handoff. Carter Isley over to the left side, out across the 25-yard line. Still bulldozing his way across the 30.
Nice.
Was hit at the 25-yard line, but kept his jets going, Dan, and moved that pile down to the 31-yard line and blew him a first down.
Really, really seeing strong. As you said, Jason, he moved the pile. There's three or four defenders' comments on him, and he just drove all the way to the 31.
As the first Iowa State Bank first down, here's a handoff. Kieran Judge met in the backfield this time, and Christian, that was well read by the Comets.
Yeah, they got into the backfield really quick and made a great tackle on a big fullback. So kudos to them. They got low and fired out hard and broke the gap and nailed the fullback.
And Judge is a little slow to get up here.
Yeah, Brett Freshwater coming in for him. Coach is coming out to tend to Kieran. That was a hard hit and really threw him to the ground hard and on that field turf. You know, it is a pretty hard surface underneath. So probably just knocked the wind out of him, I would guess.
10:35 to go. Just underway here in this opening quarter. North Polk strikes first down. You turn the ball over on its first play from scrimmage. And the Comets, 2 plays later, take it in for a touchdown. 7-0 score here.
KJ's up.
Looking at hip, he's coming off the field. I think you're right, Dan. I think he may have just lost his breath a little bit.
It's just a different kind of hit. Again, that's team's going to have to adjust to that. That's the way the field plays. It's a great field to be on, so just got to adjust to that. But, boy, what great pressure nicely week. Inside there.
Albia with the football. Second down now and 14 after the 4-yard loss. Sarver under center. Hands it off to Isley. Hitting the backfield. Gets away from the defenders. Jukes. Giants gets by another guy. Out across the 35, 40, 41-yard line. And that'll be close to the first down. The great second cut there, Dan. And then the power running took over from that point.
You know, just it's very, very deceptive on his part. You don't realize that he has such elusive skills there. He's able to sidestep and slide around there. Had one almost in the backfield when he got it. And he did a great job getting around that. So great job getting the first down for the Blue Demons as we move the ball to the 41-yard line.
Another first Iowa State Bank first down. All first downs brought to you by our friends from First Iowa State Bank, Eddyville, Albia, and don't forget their drive-through on Benton. Looks like that's going to be an offsides.
Defensive.
Boy, I like the way the guys are blocking up front. Isley's doing a good job, but that initial hole that's existing there really gives him some running room.
That's where it starts, buddy, right up front. Them big hosses up there.
Wow.
Albia with the football after the 5-yard mark off. The offside penalty goes North Polk. First down, 5 for the Blue Demons from their own 47-yard line. Here's Isley over to the left side. This time hit behind the line of scrimmage. Did a good job of fighting his way back to the original line of scrimmage. That's going to bring up second down and 5 here for the Blue Demons.
Good pressure initially in there up the middle again by North Polk. They're doing a good job in the interior side of the line. And so we'll see. The Blue Demons will have to shore that up a little bit and not allow such a quick contact up front. Coach will mix and match the plays to work around that as well.
Second down, 5 here. Albie at their own 47 on their second possession. Here's the handoff. Isley working his way forward. And again, Seed does a great job of after the initial contact, getting 3 or 4 yards after that first hit. Now Albie's third down and short here.
Oh, yeah. He definitely got contact right out the middle and hit some guys and got loose.
Third down, less than a yard here. Ball just inside the 50-yard line of North Polk.
You can really hear the wind.
Albia with the football, 8:53 to go, opening quarter, 7-0 North Polk. Isley over to the left side, has the first down, fighting forward, and will be brought down, but not until he moves those chains one more time for the Blue Demons.
Yeah, just, again, we're really seeing a lot of strong running by Carter there. He keeps those feet. He's chugging them a lot more tonight, keep churning those legs a lot more than we've seen all year. So great job out of him to keep moving and get himself in that first down for the Blue Demons. We're now on the good side here on North Polk's 46-yard line.
North Polk scored first after an Albia turnover. Two plays later, they take it in for a touchdown. Here's a handoff again. Isley hitting the backfield, fights away from the defender. And Christian, he's just running with that pure strength that is Carter Isley.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's got hit in the backfield there, but he just kept moving his big, strong
wireless
legs.
You guys, tarp.
Guys out there that's not watching the game at the field, this guy has gigantic legs that he just keeps moving.
Second down and six. That's Christian on our wireless two. Mike, brought to you by Tharp Funeral Home in Albia. Blue Demons on the march here all the way down to the 42-yard line of North Polk. Here's another hard count by Sarver, and that's going to be another offside. So, boy, Luke's doing a good job of really going with that hard count.
That's a beautiful thing about this quick set offense. You know, you come out and you boom, 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 boom on one all the time, and then you come out and go on two. You're going to get that call every time.
And what I really like, the hardest thing, and people don't realize it, it's really hard for the linemen to stay set on
starting
that.
Starting lineups ready.
Moving. They're not moving at all, and so they did a really good job both times of drawing that offsides.
7:40 to go here, opening quarter. Albia with the second possession. Here's the handoff again. It is Carter Isley inside the 30 on his feet, 25, 20. Nice. It's a foot race, 15, 10. Take it to the house. The Iceman, Carter Isley, in for the Blue Demon. Touchdown, touchdown, Albia. A Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home touchdown, and Albia is an extra point away from tying this football game up.
Great play there. Did a nice job coming on the right side and just juked himself back and then and out, and it became a foot race. And again, we talk about the speed that we hope to see for the Blue Demons, and there it was clearly exhibited. Nice touchdown.
7-6 here, the extra point to come. Boy, I'll tell you what, he did a good job of getting through that nice big hole and then showing off that speed that is Carter Isley.
I tell you what, man, he's deceptively quick for a big guy like he is, man. I mean, it's really cool to see him run like that.
How about that backside guard pulling through there? See, that was a thing of beauty.
My goodness, he hit that guy so hard. He's feeling it right now, I tell you. Wow.
Here comes the extra point. It's a fake. Sarver throws it to Baker. He catches it, and it's incomplete. And with that wind out of the south, I think Albia decided to go for two. Tough win, folks. And with 7:25 to go here in this opening quarter, it's Albia trailing by one, 7-6. North Polk out in front. We'll go back to the Friday Night Lights studio after this quick break. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia?
Good job, you guys. Sound great.
Offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling
the
snow, or repairing that leaky faucet.
Hey, what happened to the van? The van's still here.
With regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also a
equal
housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff
of
qualified agents help
Jason,
you
can send.
Sort
we'll
through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need.
Floor,
at Summers Insurance, we have
floor.
A large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save.
You shop,
at
you
Summers
save.
Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop. You save.
This is Gary Dolphin, voice of the Orange Bowl champion Iowa Hawkeyes. Now, back to Thunder.
Let me do that one more time.
Back to Jason and Dan.
Welcome back, everyone. After the People State Bank kickoff, here is legal procedure on the Comets. They returned it out to the 24-yard line.
Defense, starting lineup.
That bounced around. Let's get your defensive starting lineups brought to you by United Hawkeye Farm Management. Here's your defensive starting lineups.
Brennan Bassett, defensive end.
Justin Bossard, defensive tackle.
Josiah Harris, defensive tackle.
Carter Isley, defensive end.
Brian Sarver, linebacker.
Blake Lawless, linebacker.
Brett Breschwater, linebacker.
Bryce Lashen, linebacker.
Brandon Hampton, cornerback.
Blake Bear, free safety.
Tony Lashen, cornerback.
After the 5-yard mark off, a carry there by Alec White, the halfback. He gets a gain of about a yard, Dan. A good job of the Blue Demon defense snuffing out that run. A little delay run there, and Albia covered it up.
Nice job up front there, just putting a lot of pressure in there.
Thomas with the football. Blitz on. Picked it up. Quarterback rolling to the right side. Plants. Now he's going to jump in there because of pressure. And down goes the quarterback inside the 10-yard line. A loss. Blew him a sack all the way back to the 9-yard line. How about that defensive pressure there, Big C?
Wow. You can see the blitz coming in by Lawless, and that made the quarterback decide to go to the right. And you had big, I think, 49 out there.
Josiah Harris.
Josiah Harris, yep. Just, man, monster out there. Gets him, and then Lawless finishes him off.
Yeah, Josiah was bull rushing his guy right into the quarterback, into Brower. And as you said, Blake Lawless and Brendan Bassett came in there to finish off, got the sack and all. Huge loss. Brings him up third and a country mile here, 24 yards.
Third down and long here for the Comets. Rolling back, the quarterback throws down the sidelines. A little delay pass. Up and intercepted. INT going the other way. Blake Bear on his way inside the 20, 15. A man to beat to the 10 and inside the 10-yard line. Blake Bear with your River Life Family Worship turnover. All turnovers brought to you by River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join them at the river every Sunday morning, 9:30. How about that INT?
What makes that really, quite honestly, easy to do is third and long. You know they're going to throw it. They're capable of throwing. They still got the wind in their back. And so our corners and safeties just sat on that red. The eyes the whole way, read the receivers that were going deep because they knew they were going to try to get it all in one play. And Blake Bear just jumped, and he's got that great vertical leap, just jumped up in front, and a nice return after the interception. Blue Demons have it on the Comets 7-yard line.
Albia with the football. Here's a handoff. Isley on his way inside the goal line. Touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman Isley on the Blue Demon. Touchdown. Touchdown, Albia.
Great power run up the middle. Kieran Judge's lead blocking right up the middle. Came off guard between off-center and guard right up the middle and just bust that in there. Nice opening there. Got him on their
scores
heels. That's what
PAT.
We want to see is going.
How about that, T? That was the parting of the Black Sea.
Wow. I mean, you could have drove a Toyota through that hole right there.
Tundra. Not just a Toyota, one of the big ones.
Tundra.
Speaking of the wind.
And the wind, yeah, exactly. That wind is strong out of the south.
That's not you.
Albia takes, yeah, well, you were eating a burrito on the way up, Stalker. I never know. Blue Demon's going to call a timeout, and Albia with a 12-7 lead. We're going to get
Keep
a scoring update while they're on the timeout break. Albia with the timeout to talk over this extra point. 12-7 Albia. We'll get back to the extra point after this quick timeout.
All right, leaving you on live to make sure we don't miss any action. GP Insurance Friday Night's Big Board has Albia waiting for the PAT, leading North Polk 12-7. Sheraton looking to remain unbeaten, 3-0 on the season, but they're down to Mount Pleasant 7-0. Iowa City Regina on top of Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont 14-0. Mormon Trail currently leads Wayne 14-13. Sigourney leads Pella Christian 7-6. And it's BGM on top of North Mahaska, 21-7. How do we look, guys?
Getting ready. They're coming back on the field,
Joe. All right, real quick here. Pella, a 3-0 on the season, leads Norwalk right now, 7-0. And it's Waco on top of Van Buren, 16-12. That's a GP Insurance Friday Night Lights Big Board. Here is the Absolute Broadcast Booth.
Albia with the 12-7 lead here. And a chance to go up by 7 with the extra point. Luke comes under center. Hands it off, Isley. Straight ahead, fighting forward towards the goal line. Did he break the goal line? Wait for the indication. And the ball is loose.
Oh, across the plane now.
We'll have to wait for the indication.
He's saying the knee's down just short, but it sure looked like the ball broke the plane.
Well, T and Christian, you're right down there, right on that goal line.
Ball broke the plane. Easy.
That's a bad call, but
what,
you know, you just got to live. You get past that, and that's all right. But it's that ball broke the plane there, and the knee did go down, but it's not before then. I can see it from here.
Let's go to our Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go Big Blue, live streaming from Oak Lawn, Illinois. Mike and Diane Selenik. Big Mike. He's feeling my pain from a week ago.
He got a little bitter. Let's just call it like it was.
Go Big Blue from Go Big Blue. Listening back home, the mayor. Mayor Tom Murphy and his beautiful wife, Charlie, checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you. Send us a text, 641-799-1437. 641-799-1437. Co-Garage says, your wife stopped by the Co-Garage to see what kind of good food we have at the garage. Well, guys, I'm hoping she's took home some with her so I can have something later. Here's your People State Bank kickoff. Swift kick right down the middle of the field, fiddled at the 15-yard line, trying to get over the corner.
Tony Leshen.
Tony Leshen with a great open field tackle, along with Blake Lawless, and that will be a return out to the 27-yard line while they set down the ball and set up the offense for the Comets. Let's get a quick scoring update. Jay Mill back on the Friday Night Lights big board.
And leaving you on live so we don't miss any action. These two scores just in. Pleasantville leads Nottoway Valley 7-0. And this one just coming in on stream number 5, PCM of Monroe 15-0 on Davis County. Davis County 0-3 looking for their first win. Sheraton has just scored to tie things up with Mount Pleasant. It's now 7-all. Back to you in the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
The Comets with the football, Albie with the lead. Here's a big-time stick. Ryan Sarver met the running back in the hole, Mason Mayfield, and that was a warm greeting from the South as Ryan Sarver with a ton of brick hits brought to you by 3D Paint Body when you're a vehicle.
Cleared the guy out.
He's just made for special teams, T.
Oh, man. Like I said, I've said it time and time again, that dude was just born to play special teams.
Albie with the football and a 12-7 lead. Albie gave up the opening score to the Comets after a turnover inside the 20-yard line. Al, handoff, running with it, is Isley. 25, the 35 down inside the 30-yard line. Carter Isley, gentlemen, Dan, he has had huge, the first 3 weeks have been absolutely huge for Carter Isley, but he has just keeps on getting better each and every week.
He just keeps running so hard after contact. He's really figured that out, that he can carry a lot of guys with him with his strength, you know, and he's just getting better and better each game, each play, each series. You know, right now, we're right here with Staska. He's got over 100 yards just on that play right there, so we're still in the first quarter. He's got 100 yards rushing.
3:56 to go here, opening quarter. Albion with a 12-7 lead. Luke Sarver hands it off to Kieran Judge. Straight ahead is Judge. Now that's right. Isley got the carry there.
Scores.
A carry of about a yard, and that is it. Boy, I tell you what, we're calling Carter Isley's name, but how about that offensive line? See, you know, just a few short winks ago, you were out there with this crew. This is a great young bunch of blockers.
Yeah, they're a great bunch of guys and big physical guys, too, that are just making some big old holes for Isley and to run through.
Second down, 9 for Albia. Again, Luke Sarver with the fake handoff. Has some running room on the right side. If he can get to the corner, does get to the corner. But is brought down. A good open field tackle there on that corner. And that's going to bring up third down, and let's call it 5. Sarver did pick up 5 yards on that carry, Dan. But with that win in your face here, that it makes it a little bit of a challenge to find yourself in the third and long.
Yeah, no, great job out of Luke to get offense, that yards that he did. And be strong to get through that hard run to get those yards in a nice spot for the Blue Demons.
Go Big Blues. Kevin and Cynthia Hallmeyer listening in. Back home in Albie. Glad to have you along on this football Friday night. Here is Isley. Cuts it up the middle to the 20-yard line on his feet inside the 15. He's got the Blue Demon first down. A first Iowa State Bank first down while they move the chains. Let's get a quick scoring update. Jay Mill back at the Friday Night Lights studio.
All right, guys, leaving you on live to make sure we don't miss any action. This is the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights Big Board. Some scores coming in here. Again, as Sigourney leads Pella Christian 7-6, but we also have Lone Tree on top of Cardinal 13-0. Williamsburg leads the Weiss Muscatine 7-0. Check this one out. Pekin 3-0 leads New London 26-0. Twin Cedars thrashing Seymour 54-0. And Carlisle on top of Knoxville, 14-0. Let's go back live to you in the Absolute broadcast booth.
A penalty flag comes in. First down and 10 for the Blue Demons. The ball just outside the 20-yard line of North Polk. And Albie approaches the Blue Zone. Brought to you by Summers Insurance, your local Blue Cross, Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield representative. Let's get the offensive starting lineups. Brought to you by United Country Farm Management.
Hunter Gertz, front side offensive tackle.
Ryan Romanko, front side guard.
Eli Bishop, center.
Hunter McInnich, backside guard.
Nick Yurkowski, backside tackle.
Gannon Osing, tight end.
Nate Hoffman, split end.
Matt Baker, slot back.
Kieran Judge, fullback.
Carter Isley, tailback.
Luke Sarver, quarterback.
Carter, the Iceman Isley on the carry over the left side. And Dan, he was like a bus, picking people up along the sidelines, putting them on his back and taking them downfield.
He had great contact. I mean, they had nice wrap-up contact at him at about a yard gain, and he keeps going. He gets 10 yards out of the play by just turning those legs, and they just don't take him down. You know, he's just able to plow through. He's getting his workout tonight, that's for sure.
Albie with the football, second down and short here. Here's a handoff running towards the goal line. Okay. KJ, the judge, and jury. Kieran Judge and the jury takes it in for the Blue Demon touchdown. And I'll tell you what, Dan, the judge and jury, that is Kieran Judge, he was laying out his punishment, and it was a battering ram of a football player.
He got to that second level, and a safety puck came up, free safety came up, trying to make a tackle, and he just drilled him backwards 3 yards and carried it on in. And a good run for KJ. You know, he comes out, fumbles the first play there. The handoff was off a little bit, whatever the reason was. But to get his wits about him and come back and have the resolution and resolve to make that play, that's got to help his confidence.
Albion now with an 18-7 lead. North Polk struck first, folks, if you're just joining us. 107 to go here in the opening quarter. Here's the extra point up high enough, long enough, into that wind, and good enough, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football. 107 to go, opening quarter, Albion 19, North Polk 7. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albion.
Hi, I'm Mike.
You guys are awesome.
Dewey Motor
Good job.
Company right here in Albion.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best
reasons, right back after this, you can go down to him. Wireless
One. Your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albion Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big.
Okay, after Branstad,
we still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
Hi, this is Governor Terry Branstad. Iowa loves its football, especially on Friday night. Let's get back to Friday Night Lights with Jason, Dan, Jimmy, and Big T.
Your People State Bank. Ready, set, go. New mobile app, and the People State Bank kickoff returned out to the 30-yard line, and Ryan Sarver there with a big hit for the Blue Demons once again. Albion with another turnover, another INT, and boy, they have just been racking those up all season long.
Well, they have, you know, and I was looking today and, you know, making sure all the teams had all their information in, but Albion leads the state, all classes, in interceptions this year so far.
Wow.
Did not That's hurt impressive. Their cause here in the first quarter. 19-7, Albion with the lead. Albion trailed 49 seconds in. Albion give up a touchdown after a turnover. Here's a handoff running over the left side and met at the line of scrimmage and brought down
Ryan Sarver.
Boy, he's doing such a good job. Boy, see, he is really playing assertive and aggressive out there. Ryan was in the backfield. Seemed like the quarterback got the football, and Ryan was right there.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, he had his head on a swivel there. He saw exactly right when he handed that ball off, and bam, meet him right at the line and just nailed him.
You know, we heard when talked to him in the pregame interview, and you know, he talks about how hard he goes, and he had the hard hit last week. You know, and he just goes after the ball. He didn't even see the guy he hit. He didn't realize he even hit him. That's just how aggressive and assertive he is on that field.
Four receivers set here. Brower goes back, a little screen pass underneath, complete, and out across the 35-yard line. A good play there for North Polk. They caught Albie with all that pressure, T, and they let that pressure come and then dumped it off to the halfback right in there for the little screen play.
Yep, nice pass, nice setup. You know, like you said, we gave them some pressure and they just dumped it right over us right there. Got a good little gain out of it.
It'll bring up third down in about a yard, but that will be the final play of this opening quarter.
Break.
In the books, 19-7. Albion with the lead. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management, and Real Estate of Albion are your locally owned and operated real estate professionals.
You guys sound awesome.
All of
good
your
job.
Real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albion Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management, and Real Estate team, or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albion for all of your real estate needs.
Whether you're tailgating or filling up your family room, Jim and Charlie's has refreshment savings for you. Save on Coke, Diet Coke, caffeine-free Diet Coke, Mellow Yellow, Cherry Coke, Sprite, and Fanta Orange 24 packs, just $6.99 plus deposit. While they last, they have
their face, Jason, so it's going to be hard to air that out like they'd like to. You would see them be maybe more concentrated on the ground game. Blue Demons, as a result, are putting 8-9 in the box right there, just stacking it up.
Blake Brower, outstanding looking quarterback here for North Polk. He's a slinger.
Yeah, no, he's definitely had a good year so far. He's got 476 yards in the air so far this year. Very high completion rate.
Hello to everybody back at the Eagles Club listening tonight.
Scores.
Here's the blitz on. Quarterback rolling. Gets away from one defender. Throws it over here to the sidelines. They get past the line of scrimmage. And we'll wait for the indication. Looks like they're going to call it. It did get past the line of scrimmage. He rolled back with the pressure. Threw it up.
Ryan Sarver with the pressure there. We made him throw it really quick into the sideline. And the quarterback did get outside the tackle, made it past the line of scrimmage. So, able to get the ball out of his hands and get it away.
Big third down play here. The scores are rolling in on this football Friday night. Glad to have all of you along, including Del Rio, Texas, joining us on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Brick Street. The crew down in Abia cooking up all that good smell you'll smell around the A Avenue area. They've got us locked in down there at Brick Street. Mike and Carol Cosgrove listening from home. Hello, guys.
Got a timeout on the field, Jason. North Polk didn't like what they were saying. So,
well, why don't we get a scoring update? 10:53 to go here in the first half, 19-7 Albion.
All right, leaving you guys on live, live so that we can not miss any action. The several 7 o'clock kickoffs have gone to halftime. Mormon Trail at the half leads Wayne 14-13. Sigourney at the half leads Pella Christian 14-6. North Mahaska trails BGM at the half 21-14. Sheraton has just scored on Mount Pleasant, and they look to remain unbeaten to go 4-0. They lead Mount Pleasant now 13-7. PAT on the way. Our score here, 19-7. By the way, Bulldogs looking to go 4-0 as well. They lead Indianola 7-0. Let's go back live to you.
North Polk with the football. Albion with the lead 19-7. You're just joining us. Albion on its opening possession from the first play from scrimmage. Fumbled the football. North Polk got it at the 19-yard line. Two plays later, they find the end zone, and then Albia, Dan, really has taken the momentum from there.
Really have. You know, they've settled in. That defense continues to be impressive. Had a great field position to start with and the win at their back, but they've really stepped up and trying to stop this third down play.
Brower throws the ball, nearly intercepted. Bryce Leshen fell back in coverage, T, and he was trying to pad those stats as Albia's INTs.
He was, man. Peanut, he was reading his eyes all the way. He knew where that ball was coming, just missed it.
Albia with the fourth down play.
And you knew
forcing
the
punt.
You know, on that third down play, you know, they got to look to try to get something there. And once again, the Blue Demons just really going heavy into that pass protection and our pass defense to try to pick off that ball. Bryce was right there. Tony Leshen was on the backside ready to level a hit if they would have caught it. So great defensive pressure by the Leshen boys.
Went strong out of the south tonight. Beautiful night for football here in the beautiful complex. Fourth down here for North Polk, but that wind is coming strong out of the south, and North Polk going right in it. Fourth down, 9 from their own 42-yard line. Brower rolls back, plants, throws it across the middle of the field, and it is complete. Running towards the end zone, and that will be a Comet touchdown. And this is a very fast-hitting Comet offense, Christian. This football team from North Polk, they can score in a hurry.
Yeah, no, especially when they have their quarterback as a punter. He rolls out just like he's going to punt the ball and then throws a dart straight to their wide receiver and caught it and missed one guy and went for the end zone.
Matt Cox, the receiver there, he averages 24 yards a play when they really throw to him. He scored the first touchdown. He's now got the second one. So that's 5 on the year. So he's a very much a favorite target for Brower.
He is a weapon. Here comes the extra point. North Polk's kick is up, and it is high enough. It will be good enough. And with 10:38 to go in this opening half of football,
break.
It is Albia with a 5-point lead, 19-14. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Sports Bar and Restaurant. We have just completed our remodeling project, and you'll have to come see it for yourself. They did an amazing job. We have a new longer bar with 36 beers on tap. Don't have a DD? No problem. Just give us a call, and we will pick you up and take you home in our limo. We have 2 new 90-inch TVs to go with our other 32.
Four. Blue Demons did not catch it. A great pooch kick up in the air and right on top of it, but that flag I think is going to go on North Polk, so we'll see if the kick stands or not.
Not sure what the indication would be. Did not.
It's flown on the near side. I wonder if it's some sort of unsportsmanlike or some sort of a extracurricular going on this side. It wasn't where the ball was kicked, and like I said, number 88, I believe, was on for North Polk.
I like
Brian
that.
Ferry, Kesey.
That's a really smart play.
Uh-huh. And the wind blew it back.
Yep.
And so we had a mid guy. We'll see what.
It's going to be a sideline warning.
Oh, just a warning.
Well, the turnover is on the kickoff. It was a high kick, folks. That thing went up in the air quite a ways, T. The kicker did a great job. A little pooch kick, laid it right at the 27-yard line, and the ball really went dead right there as they were at the 33-yard line, and the Comets were right there on top of it.
That reminds me of our playoff game up at Iowa City, Regina. That first kickoff that we recovered.
Straight
looked
up
like
in
the
air.
Same thing.
The Comets with the football. Albion with the lead. But holding on here, 19-14, 10:38 to go. They'll send a man in motion to the near side. Here's a handoff going over to the left side. And being met as he falls forward across the line of scrimmage. A gain of about 2 yards. That's number 34, White,
Alec
with the
White.
Carry.
Yep, leading rusher for the Comets.
Go Big Blue from Chicago. Tyler and Jenny Boley checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Tailgating to Dave Wins. We want to see pictures of that. Send us not only a text, we want to see pictures of where you're tailgating at tonight. 641-799-1437 on your Southern Iowa Technology text line. Here's a fake handoff. Quarterback's going to keep it. Brought down. Great read there that time by the Blue Demons.
Blake Lawless for just good read there on the quarterback draw. Brower picked up a couple yards, though, so they're chipping away here on the third down play coming up. Third and about four from the 29.
Way to go, freshman boys, and good luck, varsity, from Granny Angela and Chelsea and Mark.
Yeah, freshman had a nice little 8-6 win. They had to win it down the stretch there. They really stepped up and did a great job.
Going to get an anniversary wish out. Third down here and five here for the Comets with the football inside the Albia 30-yard line. Brower, pump fake, throws it to the sidelines, and it looked, I'll tee you right down there. Is that a completion?
He bounced that thing off the turf.
And the official's looking right at it.
He was right there.
Wow.
He was 3 feet away from him.
Wow. You saw the ball skip, and it's a completion.
Are they tacking it over there?
The chain's got moved, but the marker's still on, so yep. They can get that reset right. Looks like it's going to be about fourth on a long one.
Yeah, it's short.
What'd you say, T? I'd take offense to that, little
it's
buddy.
It's short.
Boy, you can hear that wind really howling out of the south. 9:24 to go here in this opening half, 19-14. Albia trailed by seven with 49 seconds to go in this in the first quarter after a turnover on the first play from scrimmage. All right, T, we're going to get your glasses fixed. Wait.
No, they got a 9-foot chain.
After the measurement, as you can tell, first down for the Comets. So the ball is now at the 29. Looks like it's been moving all along since they've been marking. So they'll go first and 10 from the 29 of the Blue Demons.
9:24 to go here, opening half. Comets with the football on the march here. And here's a handoff for the left side. Good job of covering that up. Looked like a nice hole was being developed there by the Comets. And Mason Mayfield goes for a yard, and that's it.
Good, again, nice little runner. They got two running backs that they could use in addition to Brower, who get nice yardage. And, again, there's a good hole, but the Blue Demons closed it up quickly. So the challenge is really on the defense here to step up and get one more stop here.
Second down and 9 for the Comets. Clock ticks under 9 minutes to go here in this first half. Albie with a 19-14 lead. Here's Ed Brower. A fade pattern towards the end zone and did a good job of getting around that, see, because he had Blue Demon defenders right in his grill.
Oh, yeah. Bryce Lushen went off the corner on an outside linebacker blitz and got to the pressure of the quarterback and was really the responsible one to have that ball go outside of and throw it out of bounds.
Yeah, Brower under duress there as he made that throw, had to get it out quickly and went to the near side cone and pylon, and nobody's going to catch that. But a great job, as Christian said, on that blitz from the linebacker.
Two receivers each side of the football field. Brower with White, the lone back in the backfield. Brower out of the shotgun, fakes the handoff to White, going to keep it. Over the left side and has the first down inside the 15-yard line, down close to the 10-yard line goes Brower, faked the handoff. It was a quarterback give the whole way.
Yep.
And it's going to bring up first and 10. And for the Comets, just outside the 10-yard line of Albion, and the Comets knocking on the door trying to take this lead.
Well-designed play there on the quarterback draw. Like I said, it was intended the whole way. There was not much of a read on it at all. He was just going to fake the handoff and then go off right side.
Again, two receivers set here. Here's a fake handoff and met in the backfield this time. Blake Lawless did not buy the fake that time, T, and he swallowed up the quarterback Brower for a loss of about two.
Really good penetration by Blake Lawless. I mean, he was on him right away.
Yeah, I don't know how he got in so quick. I was just totally untouched as he slithered right through there and hit the quarterback right in the backfield, a loss of a yard.
Southern Iowa Technology text line, go Big Blue. Happy anniversary to PC and Laura Lee. Thanks for the last 11 years, nine of those legal. That's from PC. Congratulations, guys, on your anniversary, and we hope to give you a Blue Demon win tonight. Here's a snap that gets away from the quarterback. It's on the ground. Albie looks like they got it. And that is a River Life Family Worship turnover. Brandon Bassett with the turnover. All turnovers brought to you by River Life Family Worship Center. Join them at the river when you're looking for a turnover in your life every Sunday morning, 9:30. And how about that, Dan? Albie brought that pressure again. I think they're sending the linebackers on that.
Bryce Lesham right on top of that and went right after the quarterback. Didn't try to go for the ball, which is a very smart move because the quarterback, Brower, was probably going to pick it up. But Bryce was able just to make the tackle on him and drop him down. And then Brandon Bassett continued to bring the pressure on the DN position. Recovered that fumble. Great job out of the defense.
Huge turnover for the Blue Demons. Albie back on offense. Running with the football straight ahead. And that is Kieran Judd. No, they're going to get that to Matt Baker.
Yep.
Matt Baker, the touchdown maker, takes that out across the 24. Gain of about a yard, and that is it. Pat Gilbert with a huge tailgate in La Villa. And yeah, see this bonfire. Wow.
We have the fire department handy on that one. Blue Demons will set up in punt formation. Nate Hoffman back to punt. We'll have the wind at his back again.
19-14, your score.
Scores when you can.
And North Polk's going to call timeout. We'll do the same. Albie set the punt here. 6:34 to go in the first half. 19-14, Albie with the lead. Let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill high above the Albie Square. Give us a scoring update.
God, it looks so nice out there, too, with an Albie lead. 19-14 on stream number two. We've got Mount Pleasant leading Sheraton by a tick. 14-13, that's stream number two, if you want to listen to that one live. On stream number three, Iowa City Regina taking care of Eddieville Blakesburg-Fremont at Ike Ryan Stadium. 31-0 is Iowa City Regina. Also, Mormon Trail at the half leading Wayne on stream 4, 14-13. It's Sigourney at the half on top of Pella Christian, 14-6. Also, North Mahaska at the half trailing BGM 21-14. It's Davis County with points on the board, but they trail PCM of Monroe 29-6. The Mustangs looking to get on the winning season here. 0-3 so far, but they trail 29-6 to PCM of Monroe. Pella leads Norwalk 21-0, and Ottumwa and Indianola tied at 7 in the second period. Saydale trails Oskaloosa. They're also looking for their first win of the season, 16-6. Knoxville and Carlisle were tied just seconds ago, but the GP Insurance Big Board now shows 17-14 Carlisle. Let's go back live to the Absolute broadcast booth. Here's Jason, Dan, and the crew.
A booming kick by Haben and a return out across the 40-yard line by the Comets, and they'll have good field position here. 6:21 to go. 19-14, Albie with the lead. Hey, Brett Freshwater and Ryan Romanko watching. Your cousin Creighton Mihalovic, his first varsity start. Good luck to the Blue Demons.
Got one coming out here from Cape Cod. Cape Cod, the Wilkins, I think I'm familiar with them. Larry and Sharon are out on a little trip out east, and they're listening in from Cape Cod saying, go Big Blue.
Larry Shepard on the Southern Iowa Technology text line checks in, go Big Blue. Proud of you. FYI, millage is windy. You did not have to tell us that. Here's a fumble on the ground. A pitch. And the pitch goes awry, and Albie there to cover up the running back, but that is a loss all the way back to the 30-yard line. T, that was a near turnover there for the Blue Demons.
Yeah, it was. I think it's partly due to the wind, you know, just kind of caught it just a little bit.
Definitely so, and the Blue Demons are capitalized trying to make the loss on the play there. Got a text and a picture text coming in from the Dorps, Spielers, Ackermann, Schwartz, and Cindy Kern. Boy, what a beautiful bonfire they got going in the backyard, and all of them sitting around just enjoying the game. Appreciate you listening in once again.
I think I know where the wind's coming from now. Here's a screen pass knocked down by the Blue Demons, and that hot air that's coming from Albie, I found it.
Well defended on the screen pass there.
Warm fire from the, I got it here, look at this picture here. The winds, they got verification. They do have a tailgate going on, and we've got proof right here on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Third down now, and about 20 here for the Comets. 19-14, your Albie lead here, 5:36 to go in this first half. From his East Texas family, good luck to Carter Isley, and a big shout-out. Happy birthday to his dad. Love you guys. That's on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Ken and Missy Hollingsworth listening in. Say, go Big Blue, bring home a win.
North Polk's going to call yet another timeout, trying to figure out what they want to do on the third and 20.
That is their final timeout. But this will not be the final time. We'll run back to the Friday Night Lights studio as Jay Mill manning the board back there as the scores come in. Fast and furious on this football Friday night. Give us a scoring update.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. And don't forget, you can text us your pictures wherever you are, even if you're at a game. Well, we'd love to have them if you're at a game. At KIICFM, that's our Twitter handle. Again, at KIICFM. You might see your picture live tonight between 10 and 11 on Fox 15. That's when we go live here from our Friday Night Lights studio in the Summers Insurance Friday Night Lights locker room show. So again, text us or tweet us your picture at KIICFM. Real quick, an update here. Ottumwa now leads Indianola. They've gone back up by a touchdown, 14-7. Washington leads Fairfield 14-6. And one more here at half. Lone Tree on top of Cardinal, 27-0. I lied. One more. Pekin on top of New London, 40-0. Let's go back live to the Absolute broadcast booth.
Third down carry here for the Comets over the right side. Brought down as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. A good read there again.
Bryce Lesson and Blake Lawless.
Blake Lawless is having an outstanding night. He just continues week after week, to get better and better.
Coach calls him a bulldog. Man, I tell you what, he's sniffing around that line just finding guys.
Fourth down here for the Comets. They will set back up in their punt position here. The quarterback doing the punting. Brower, he's a weapon back there, so you've always got to keep an eye, and that's why Albia stays in his base defense. Quarterback punts it. Wobbly punt. That's going to bounce and take an Albia bounce and be down at the 42-yard line. Good decision that time, for Albia to stay back in regular defense there and not give up anything.
Well, you know, on the last one, you know, Blake was back, and he started coming up because he saw that they were going to do a pass, and his momentum was just taking him to where he just couldn't quite get back out to this receiver. So it was good that he stayed up, you know, and the punting into the wind, kind of tough to do anyhow.
Well, an interesting call here. You got I guess you can do a return when you're the punt team. Guy catches the ball at the 42. Of course, momentum takes him to the 40, so we go ahead and let him just take that down there. So yeah. Williams will start at the 40. I guess you're going to have a return when you're on the punt team.
Just 2 yards. Abby with the football. Here's a handoff for Carter Isley. Upfield across the 45 midfield. Into the defensive backfield of the Comets and just pushing people around and goes out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Boy, he absolutely hits that hole hard, Dan. And when he hits that hole hard and then those D-backs are coming up, that is not a contest you want to be in if you're a defensive back.
No, the defense is, they're not trying to tackle him. They're just trying to strip the ball because they know they can't take him on strength alone. And so they're trying to strip that. And Carter did a great job of hanging on to it and then just kept moving that pile until they shoved him out of bounds.
Go Big Blue from Tony Bones Durian and Company. Here's a handoff again, running with the Isley. Inside the 35-yard line, brought down after a gain of about 7 yards. And see, when you can get 6-7 yards on first down, boy, that makes your offense lethal. And he agrees with
me. Yes, he does. I see him nodding his head, and that's full support of the whole program here. You know, Carter, you know, we're still in the second quarter, first half here. He's over the 150-yard mark now.
Carter, the Iceman Isley. Albion, second down and short here. Sarver. Hands it off, Kieran Judge. Sidesteps a defender on his way inside the 30-yard line, fighting himself his way forward. Has a gain of about 4 yards. We'll wait for this spot very close to the first Iowa State Bank first down marker.
Nice job to kind of mix that up. Obviously, Carter can't run with the ball all night long, and they've got to mix some plays up, and so Coach is doing a good job working it. We've seen Matt Baker with the ball a few times. Kieran Judge, a very strong, powerful runner, so he's able to pick up a couple yards, bring up a third and a very short yard.
Coach Tino, Cosgrove, and Griffin listening back in Albia. Go Big Blue. And got an old man hanging out with him. Kirk Cosgrove turns 40 tomorrow. Here's a handoff getting the first down. Isley inside the 25-yard line. And the pile still moving forward. T, he is just not going to go down on the first hit, period.
You know, it's that whole wrestler thing. I mean, he's got such a great center of gravity that you just can't knock him over. I mean, it's going to take 3 or 4 or 5 guys. There was a guy earlier hanging on to his jersey, looked like he was water skiing behind him.
You know, it is. It's something to see, folks. You need to get out of the game. We're going to have a home game next week if you listen to us. If you can make it to Albion, please come out and see. You guys see how hard he runs.
Schofield family listening back in Albion. Here is Carter Isley. Hit up top and then fights off that defender on his way, still pushing him forward. He was hit back at the 24-yard line, and he took a shot. And he took a high shot. And, folks, he took it from the 24, and it looked like he was wearing a black cape because he was covered with black jerseys of the Comets, and takes it all the way inside the 20-yard line down to the 17.
And that's a progression, again, we didn't see in that first game when he was first learning to run the tailback spot, you know, where he's really progressing in how he attacks the game.
Isley once again over the left side, hitting the backfield, fights forward, down close to the first down marker, going to come up about a yard short, and that'll bring up third down here for the Blue Demons. 2:23 to go here. Opening half, Albion. With a 19-14 lead, Albion opened this football game up with a turnover from the first play from scrimmage, and the Comets went up on the board only 49 seconds into the contest with a 19-yard touchdown pass. And Albion then ran off 19 straight points. The Comets followed up with a touchdown a moment ago, and Albion trying to answer. Here's Isley over the right side, inside the 15-yard line, fighting forward. Has the first down once again. Boy, just a battering ram, see. And I love the way you get those pulling guards out there and add some more big bodies to the already bruising backfield, and that took a wear on a team.
Yeah, Carter Isley is doing one great job out there. It's a prime example out there why defenders need to hit guys low and wrap up, because they're hitting them up top, and he just keeps on going.
Yeah, they're just totally abandoning basic principles there. I'm going out and grab those legs. They don't think they can stop that, so they're trying to strip the ball and hold them, get a group there.
Isley on his way inside the 10, getting to the corner. The 5, take it to the house, Carter, the Iceman Isley. His third touchdown of the night, touchdown Albion. Send it Piersbacher Funeral Home, touchdown, and the Iceman scores again.
How about that, too? There was one defender trying to make a tackle at the goal line, and who comes up to lead block and kick that block out but the quarterback who handed off, Luke Sarver, saw the man just came sprinting out of nowhere and kicked that man 5 yards into the end zone.
Well, he had a good example from down inside the 20-yard line. That is tremendous kick coverage.
Yeah, it was. You know, he retrieved that ball at the 5-yard line, got it up all the way to the 19. But just a whole host of demons led by Bryce Leshen, as we talked earlier. Nice little first down play by the Comets, though. Picks up about 7 yards there.
Don't forget, we're going to have your halftime show, which will include your Cindy's Beauty Hut beautiful play of the first half. Cindy's Beauty Hut celebrating 43 years of serving Albion and the surrounding areas. Stop and see their anniversary specials, and congratulations, Cindy, and your staff. What a great group. What a bunch of fun people to hang around, and they love Albion. They've got some great deals to celebrate 43 years of those years they've served our community. We're going to get your Cindy's Beauty Hut play of the first half.
It's amazing, 43 years.
I'm about to tell you what, I'm right now, I'm a little parched. I could use some 1919 frosted mug root beer that I know exists with all my friends down at the Eagles Club. Say hello. Let me hear you make some noise.
Yeah, they're down there reworking the club right now. Their volunteers are showing up tonight. The club's actually closed, but the volunteers are there working. I know Kenny Hannum, I was talking to him earlier. He was planning on being there helping the guys and doing some painting and really getting some work done, doing a great job down there at the Eagles Club.
Your Eagles Club impact player of this first half to come at the halftime break. Second down here. The quarterback's going to keep it. A little draw play and upset and brought down. He's got the first down, though, and that will move the chains. Albion down to two timeouts. 1:09 to go. We'll wait and see if Albion calls timeout here. The chains will move. Albion may have the ability. We'll wait here and see what they're going to do.
Scores if they do.
Oh, it'll depend on this first down play.
Brower steps back. Plants, throws, a fade pattern over the right side, and is complete out across the midfield stripe. Boy, that ball hung up in the air, Big T, but the Comets receiver did a good job coming back and getting it. It looked like Albion had that fairly well covered up.
It did look like, that was a good job on that receiver's part. He saw it was going to be short, so he had to come back to it.
Quarterback rolls again. Brower rolls to the right side, throws it incomplete. Jay Mill, you have a quick scoring update real quick here. As they're in their No huddle offense.
All right, we'll leave you on live. Pella now leads 28-0 on Norwalk. A close one here as Sigourney and Pella Christian tied in the third quarter at 14-all. Another close one in North Mahaska. It's BGM 21, North Mahaska 14. Sheraton and Pleasantville 14-13 game. We've got a lot of close games out here, gentlemen. We'll keep you up to date.
Trips to the right side. The quarterback rolls it out, throws it in a flat complete, and brought down after a gain of about 5 yards. The Comets with the clock that rolls under 30 seconds here. Albia with a 26-14 lead. The Comets, they like to wing it around the football field. They'll put three receivers here to the near side, one out to the far side. Brower rolls back. The quarterback steps up, throws it to the flat, and it's complete, and then brought out of bounds at the 34-yard line. Bryce Leshen right there to make the stop, see, but Brower's got a strong arm and some really capable receivers.
And he's also throwing it to the wind, so that's really showing strength, that what his arm strength really is right there.
Yeah, when in trouble, he goes right to his favorite receiver in Matt Cox there, so a nice throw and catch by Brower to Cox there.
Big shout-out from Dennis listening in from Pleasant Hill. Keep up the great work and go Big Blue.
18 and a half seconds left in the first half here. North Polk trying to get one more score on the board.
Brower, pump fake, looks, throws it towards the end zone, overthrown, and Tony Leshen nearly got the INT. He was stride for stride with that receiver, Big T, and great coverage out of there by the sophomore.
Tony saw that coming all the way. I mean, he was locked onto that ball, just missed it down here in the corner, but he knew where the ball was going.
Well, the receiver for North Polk was Ryan Helen, and he became a defender on that. As Tony went up to get it, Helen stripped it out of his hands and just made a knock off of Tony's knee. Otherwise, that would have been another interception for the Blue Demons.
10 seconds to go here, first half. Albia with the 26-14 lead. Brower with the Comets at the line of scrimmage from the Albia 34-yard line. Brower throws across the middle of the field, and it's complete. Inside the five, gets by the defender. Touchdown, North Polk. Boy, he ran that little skinny post and set himself up, and the quarterback winged that in there, but the ball was kind of a little loosey-goosey, and our defender went for the knockdown, didn't come up with it, and the Comets turned it into six.
Yeah, just a misread there on the defensive side there, not getting the hit on the player, trying to go on the ball there, and no one else outside of the safety to get him.
26-20 here, the extra point to come. Here, snap is down, the kick is up, and it will float up over the uprights. Good, with 3 seconds to go here in this first half of football. I'll tell you what, guys, this is starting to look like arena football here in the first half, Big T.
A little bit, a lot of scoring, you know, up and down the field, but, you know, this is what Albia Blue Demons, when we come out in the second half, you know, I mean, that we're a second-half team. We just keep churning and churning and churning. We wear people out.
You know, what is that uncharacteristic? They usually were the last ones to score before we go into half. Not always, but, boy, more often than not. So this is something the Blue Demons, you know, you expected when you got the district play. It's going to be a tough district between Albia, North Polk, and CMB. Really look to be really good contenders. And, you know, for us, you'll never count out Davis County or Centerville. They always provide great challenges as well. So every night we got to be ready to play football.
Albia went a little soft in that coverage. They went to a two-safety set, a little cover two right there, guys, and that opens up those seams. And, you know, there's nobody behind you when you go and knock that football down. And it was really a pretty well-defended play by Albia. Just when we missed the football, it went to a receiver that really then it's just a matter of space. There's not enough white jerseys out there to cover up that space.
Yeah, and also tip your hand to North Polk's line. Yep. They gave plenty of protection so that Brower could set himself, find the open receiver, really check down on four different options, and found the open man.
Here comes your People's State Bank kickoff. 3 seconds to go here. Albia 26, North Polk 21. A little quick kick across the middle of the field. And Blake Lawless covers it up and takes a knee. And 1 second to go here. Albia will have to come out and likely will take a knee. I don't know.
No.
Come on. Throw it up in the air. You got. Yeah, look, here comes Ryan Sarve, right? You know, there's something special about that twin
Eagle
connection.
Eagle package out here. Not sure how, again, 2 seconds goes off when you catch the ball and take a knee immediately.
Yeah. The clock does not start until the ball is touched by the return team. Here we go. Final play of this first half. Luke Sarver rolls back, has some pressure, and he's going to be brought down, a sack there by the Comets. And we'll wait for the indication. If that was motion, maybe illegal set here. We'll wait for the. Yeah. And it is.
Offensive penalty, so that'll be the half. Penalties declined on the Blue Demons there, so that'll take us to halftime. There's the clock ran out on the sack. 26-21 is our score. Blue Demons do have the five-point lead, but a very, very well-contested contest here.
At your halftime break, Albia 26, score. North Polk 21. We're going to go back to the Friday Night Lights studio and get back here to your Eagle Club impact player of the first half. And Flesh and brought the heat, Christian. He was shot in there like a missile.
Yeah,
the quarterback got away from him, but Ryan's over there to gobble him up.
He had no choice to just run up the field because Bryce Lushen was either going to put the hammer on for loss of negative 5 yards, or he was just going to have to suck it up and hit a wall of white jerseys for about a gain of one.
Nice defensive assignment on all the Blue Demons there. Ryan Sarver stayed right in his lane and got that the tackle, but again, Bryce Lushen made him run up the middle and force him out of the pocket.
Third down here, Brower out of the shotgun. Rolls back, here's some pressure from the inside, gets it up, a pass downfield and overthrown. Incompletion there, but good pattern there, and Albia well defended, but the quarterback just overthrew him that time.
You know, I think Josiah Harris was in there with the pressure, got it right underneath his shoulder pads there. Brower had to throw it quick, did get his feet set, was able to throw it long with the wind in his back, but didn't throw it the way he'd have liked.
The ball at the 37-yard line. Check that 38-yard line of North Polk. They're in a punt formation here. Brower gets the punt off. End-over-end kick. No one's back deep for Albia. Bounces at the 20-yard, rolls all the way into the end zone. That's a long punt, but it's not the punt that they wanted. Boy, he kicked the tar out of that one, got that wind, and got a bounce. Boy, you can see how a hard surface like this can really affect a football game on that punt. The ball rolled about 30 yards, see?
Oh, yeah. He also had that wind push in that ball, too. So a great kick. He had that ball way up in the air. Way to the end zone.
26-21, 10:29 to go. Albie with this first possession of the second half. Here's Kieran Judge over to the left side, and will
his knee dropped down, so they're going to blow him dead. But boy, he get his position back up there. Almost kept his knee off the ground there to get about a 5 yard gain.
Nearly got that corner turn. You can see that there was daylight ahead, but a loss of about a yard here.
Blue Demons again working into the wind, heading to the south end zone. So strong wind still blowing all night long.
Whoop whoop, go Big Blue. Patty Chance checking in. Here's a handoff. Running with it is Matt Baker. Baker, the touchdown maker. That's a foot race. 45, 50, 40, 35, 30. Take it to the house. Matt, the touchdown maker. Baker in for the Blue Demon. Touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. A Senate Piercebacher funeral home touchdown. And all Matt Baker does is make touchdowns.
You know, that's that 47 counter come underneath where they start to go left with it. Matt Baker's in the slot position on the left side. They hand it off again underneath. And he's so small and elusive that he's able to get through there. That first line of defense, and the linebackers and safeties don't know where the ball's going. They see everybody going to the left, so they assume that's where we're going. And Matt went some foot race. I'll take those odds. The only one to catch him was Luke Sarver, who's just run stride and stride.
I'll tell you what, for us here is Luke Sarver, who handed the football off. He showed off his Drake Relay state championship track speed running down the sidelines with Matt Baker.
I think he got mistaken in what sport it was. He saw the track to his right, and he was going to run through that and win the 400 again. I mean, I thought he was going to take the ball and run it himself.
Albia now with a 32-21 lead, 9:39 to go in this third quarter. Here's a fake handoff, Brower. Now being pursued, Plants throws it across his body, an excellent pass, and complete across the 40-yard line. Boy, that is a great play there by Bauer, and a big target there at number 87.
Nice little play, a little drag play coming across the middle, 87 for North Polk, a very good receiver. Looking for him. I don't see him on my sheet here, Jason.
He's a big kitty, but I think they brought him in from Ames. Let's go Big Blue and Chargers. Logan Cadell checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you. Send us a text, 641-799-1437. Second down and short here. And White, the ball was loose for a half a second, and the quarterback and the running back kind of fought over it a little bit, but Brower took control and plunges ahead for the Comet first down.
On that snap, Brower just kind of mishandled a little bit and was not able to make the handoff like he intended, and so just wisely tucked it in and tried to carry forward, but for no gain.
First and 10 for the Comets from their own 43-yard line. Brower hands it off to White. Now check that
It's Cox.
Yep, and he goes across the 45. A nice first down carry out to the 49-yard line. And T, this North Pole Comet offense is very lethal.
They're not giving up. You know, I mean, there's a little misdirection stuff, and, you know, running out of this pistol is always just kind of tough to defend anyhow. You really have to play your position, but we'll get it figured out.
Just nice job. They've got a lot of weapons, a lot of kids who can run with the ball, catch the ball, so it's just hard. You can't just defend.
Oh, there's a fumble on the play. Brower picks it. Trevor Blackford.
Yeah,
wow.
Trevor Blackford. Yep, he's been playing a lot tonight, doing a good job in the middle.
Trevor, getting his minutes. Hey, Jason, it's too bad Jimmy isn't with you all on Friday Night Lights, but you and Big T and the crew do a great job, and let's go get it done, Big Blue. Of course, Jimmy got fired. Here's a fake handoff, and right again, man hit the line of scrimmage. That's going to be a loss on the play.
Almost going to take it back to 4th and 10, almost. 4th and 9, maybe, long 9.
Boy, look at that. Freshwater along with Blake Lawless, the Bulldog. See, I like that. We'll brand him the Bulldog. That's complimentary because he scores
when
tough
you can.
Like a Bulldog. Fourth down here now for the Comets.
Look like they're going to line up punt. We'll see what happens.
Brower stays in the shotgun. 7:09 to go here in the third quarter. Albie with a 32-21 lead. Brower steps back, rolls to the right side, punts it, end over end kick. Bounces to the 20, takes another bounce at the 10, rolls towards the goal line, and we'll wait for the... Oh, they're going to call a touchback. Boy, we dodged the bullet there because he laced that over to the right side, Dan. That was a thing of beauty.
That almost was going to settle down on that one or shorter, but, yeah, it just bounced in the end zone, and so we get a touchback, which will put the ball up to the 20 for the Blue Demons, where they'll start the second possession of the second half. Again, the Blue Demons have a 32-21 lead, 6:55 left in the third quarter.
It's just too bad that Jimmy had to go and get fired, guys. You know,
it was fortunate he could stick around as long as he could.
Yeah, you know, he dodged a few bullets along the way. 6:55 to go here. Albie with the football and the lead. Here's a handoff. Kieran Scores. Judge over that left side. The judge, the jury, out across the 30-yard line, and a Blue Demon first down, a first Iowa State Bank first down. Kieran, the judge and jury, and he's putting out his punishment, and it's called the pain of trying to tackle all that toughness.
I really like to see that mixing it up a little bit. Obviously, Carter got a load of carries that first half, and so we've got to balance that out a little bit, but keep running with the running attack going into the win. It's a little hard for us to come out thinking about pass plays, so a good play there with Kieran Judge. Again, KJ gets it again.
Same play over
the
left side.
Squirts out after the first contact. Picks up about 4, Jason. Good play.
Really good run. He might have a 5-yard carry there. But, T, last week we saw Kieran Judge have a huge second half. He went for 74 yards in the ball game last week. But really, most of those yards came in that third and final quarter.
And that's just it. I mean, he's tough. He's just a tough kid. Got a big motor on him. And, man, he just keeps those legs moving and just gets her downfield.
Second down and 6. Here's the handoff. Carter. Running with the football. Carter Isley across the 40 side, steps the defender, spins around, and goes for the first down out to the 46-yard line. Boy, he just nearly recovered his balance there, and that would have been a track meet right there at the center of the football field.
You know, Albie prides itself on being well fit and conditioned. Tim Folkerts gets a lot of credit for the conditioning program, and so we're going to see. The motto always is, the longer we play, the better we get. We'll see if the Blue Demons can get it going.
Another great year for the Blue Demons. Good luck from Linda Williams checking in. Here's
a counter tray again, coming back underneath. They're well defended this time by the Comets. Matt
Scores.
Baker not able to get anything, maybe a short yard or a long yard there.
Second down and 9 after the little counter play there. We'll go back to the Friday Night Lights studio here in a moment as the scores roll in on this football Friday night.
What a beautiful night for Friday Night Football.
We're going to take you right to the midnight hour at 10 o'clock. You can keep it locked in right here as we go around Southern Iowa and visit with the coaches on Fox 15. The Summers Insurance Coach Corner. Here's a handoff. Isley across midfield. Picks up another 3 or 4 yards. And while they're setting the ball down and setting the chains up, let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio with a quick scoring update. Jay Mill back on the Friday Night Lights big board.
All right, leaving you on live to not miss any action. This is the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board. And, yeah, Jimmy got fired, and
Cousin Eddie will, too, if he doesn't show up for work. Albia leads this one 32-21. We do have some finals, gentlemen. Several finals rolling in right now as Pekin in a final over New London, 54-7. Another final here has Tri-County losing to HLV Victor, 79-6. And a final here has Pleasantville 13-0 over Nottoway Valley, 13-0 in a final there. More scores on the way. Keep it right here.
The Iceman Isley on his way inside the 40-yard line, and another first Iowa State Bank first down. Albia on the march here, 4:18 to go, third quarter, 32-21.
Nice 8-yard pickup by Carter to get that first down.
Just a burst right there with the great. Here's a counter play over the left side. Isley on his way inside the 35 again. 5-6 yards on every carry, Big T, and he just starts to wear down people.
Yeah, I mean, this line, you just can't say enough about these guys. I think what was I going? I was going to call them the Butterworth Boys. I'm just making pancakes out there.
Ed Murphy, Monica, and Richard Tharp are watching from Ed's shed. Go Big Blue! Glad to have all of you along. Here's a handoff. Isley sidesteps the defender, fighting his way towards the first down marker. To the 30-yard line, very close.
Real close.
For the spot. Big T going to take a gamble here. And Big T, he's on a sprint down the sidelines. He's across the 20 to the 20-and-a-half. He's near the 21-yard line.
Looks like a short spot.
Yeah, about a half
yep.
yard.
Yep, they move the ball back about a half yard after the play. And so brings up just third and about a foot, not very far. Blue Demons come to the line of scrimmage, full backfield.
Power eye formation. Here's a handoff. Isley has the first down on his feet inside the 25, down close to the 20-yard line. And Albia brought that little power eye with a...
Matt Baker comes in for an extra blocker with KJ leading the way.
Big first down there for the Blue Demons.
You know, they're just daring Northpoke to just stack the box and see what they can do. And we're going to see if our front line can make it a little bit of gaps. And then our two lead blockers out of the backfield pave the way to get Carter sprung loose. Northpoke's trying to get some subs in, but... late substitutions coming in. We'll see if they get them in. They do.
Here's the counter play again. Running with the football is Baker. Oh, boy, that's time well read by North Polk, and he stopped after a little to no gain.
Trying to strike again with that 47 counter Trey coming back to the right side. But, this, again, North Polk has figured that out after the one time. They've got it going. Got it going there. Clock continues to run. We're just at the two-minute mark left in the third quarter. Again, the Blue Demons lead 32-21. Blue Demons coming back.
Albia with the football. Second down. Here's a handoff. Isley on his way to the 15 to 10 towards the goal line. Carter the Iceman Isley in for the Blue Demon touchdown. He got through that initial hole that was a huge gaping hole over that left side by that offensive line. Then Carter Isley took people on his back and took him in for another Albia touchdown. Touchdown Albia. Senate Piercemacher Funeral Home. Touchdown Albia now with a 38-21 lead. 1:59 to go in this third quarter.
You know, that hole was so big. You just saw as soon as Carter got through that, about three steps through the line of scrimmage, he picks up speed because he realizes, you know, the line has done a great job. He doesn't want to have them be shortchanged on that and is able to drive it all the way in and gets the touchdown. So great job for the Blue Demons. The PAT to follow with Bossard lining up to kick it, going into the south end zone and into the wind. Kick is up.
Got it up.
Looks
good. It looks like it went through, and it is good enough. Up and good, and Albia takes a 39-21 lead, 1:59 to go in this third quarter. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, William of Football. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in.
Okay, the car wash code will be 4040. That's 4040.
Under Find Thank a you. Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Had to go somewhere different.
What's your auto loan rate? If it's higher than 1.99% APR, Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, refinance with us and we'll drive down your interest rate up to 1% APR. That equals big savings over the life of your loan. It's easy to refinance. Just stop by your local CFirst or go to c1stcu.com and apply online to drive down your loan rate today. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms
and qualifications
apply.
Okay, just on music, no liner.
Offer excludes existing CFirst loans federally insured by the NCUA.
Go.
Your People State Bank kickoff. End over end. Against that wind, filled it at the 15-yard line. Here comes the Comets on the return. Now across the 35, out to the 40-yard line on a good return there by the Comets before he's brought down. And the Comets with good field position right here. Guys, Albie has got a nice comfortable lead here, 39-21. But comfortable? I don't know, Dan, because this...
Well, at least right now, $2 off any car automatic car wash at the Albie in Centerville location.
This is feeling like a $3 off night, Danny.
We'll get there.
Danny boy. Here comes the ball gets away from the quarterback. It's on the ground. Brower gives chase, comes up with it, but he's going to be brought down all the way back to the 20-yard line, and Albia's offense will come out on the football field with a short field here. And, see, you talked about Albia with those mistakes in the first half. Albia now with the chance to take advantage of North Polk's mistake right here.
That's right. We do that, we got even more momentum than we got right now, and it makes the game a little bit more wider of a margin. So good job by the special teams there.
And I think what we're seeing, too, is just the constant pressure both on the offense and defensive sides where we're just starting to wear him down. Brower's had a heck of a game out there, but he's going both ways. It's just a lot of energy he's having to exert out there for his team. It's just hard to continue to sustain that over the long haul.
Final 18 seconds. Here's a handoff. Kieran, the judge and jury, on his way inside the 20-yard line, has a pickup of a couple of yards, was tripped up by one of the defensive linemen. That probably will be the final play of this third quarter. Albia, with three quarters in the books, we'll take a 39-21 lead into this fourth and final quarter. When we come back to Blue Demon Football, you're listening to Friday Night Lights. Don't go anywhere.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
They promise to unite America, remove one of Albia's two stoplights, and control their greenhouse gases. How can we trust them when they've accomplished very little while doubling their greenhouse gas emissions? Their America is not our America. Now, here's more Friday Night Lights.
It is the season of political ads. That greenhouse gas at... It's blowing up here from Albia. I think the Dorping House is maybe responsible for some of it.
I think Christian had a, you know, he helped me push that south wind up for us here tonight.
Well, you gave me a Snickers bar, but I didn't have the burrito you had on the way up here, buddy. So don't be blaming me for all of it.
Blue Demons will start the fourth quarter with the ball on the Comets' 17-yard line.
Second down and seven. Here's Kieran Judge over the right side. Gets a lead block from Carter the Iceman Isley, and Judge takes it inside the 15-yard line. A pickup of about 4 yards on that second down carry. That'll bring a third down and about three here. But now with that wind to its back, might just open up a pass play here.
Yeah, we might. I mean, I could see that.
Good call.
Yeah, Blue Demons all just do a very good job at the point of attack here, so see if they can come up with her.
Here's the handoff. Isley with it over the left side to the 10, the 5, touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman Isley, and Dan, is that number 5 on the night?
Yes, it is. Carter is having a game for the ages. Taking advantage of the fact that the winds really are not conducive for our passing attack, and so Carter just continues to pound and ground. So a nice little touchdown for Blue Demons. 45-21 is the score. 11:27 left in the game with the PAT to follow. Bossard with the wind at his back now.
45-21 Albia. 11:27, the extra point to come here.
Blue Demons line up in standard formation.
Here comes the snap. The kick is up high enough, long enough, and Bossard certainly
scores,
has
scores,
it
scores.
Deep enough, and that will be good. And Albia will take a 46-21 lead here, 11:27 to go in the ball game. We'll run back to the Friday Night Light studio. Jay Mill, give us a scoring update.
All right, guys, thank you very much. Again, Albia leads 46-21 on their way to a 4-0 start. Again, that touchdown Tuesday code at Albia's Wash and Go, and Centerville's Wash and Go is 4040. Did we have something in mind there? I think we did. Albia leads 46-21. Sheraton in a dogfight against Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant currently up 29-20. That's on stream number 2. Iowa City Regina taking care of Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont 38-0. And in a final against Mormon Trail, Wayne loses tonight, ending their 3-0 start.
to Mormon Trail, 38-27. Wayne goes down. At halftime, Valley was beating Dowling 24-7. And this is a back-and-forth battle that will go on till the last buzzer is buzzed. And it is Sigourney on top of Pella Christian, 29-27, in a back-and-forth battle late in the fourth quarter. In a final, North Mahaska loses to BGM 35-21. Davis County is not doing well against PCM of Monroe. In the fourth quarter, they trail 43-6. I need a Centerville score, somebody. Please give me a Centerville score versus Clark. Also, Sadell on top of Oskaloosa now coming way back from way, way, way back. And they now lead Oski 24-23. In the third quarter, Atumwa leads Indianola 20-7. And we're also looking for a Moravia score as well. Moravia and Lamoni, if you've got it, get it to us. Pella leads Norwalk 28-7. And more scores come your way, especially during the Summer's Insurance Locker Room Show. That is the GP Insurance Friday Night Lights big board. We'll get to all of them coming up. But let's go back live to the Absolute broadcast booth.
Incomplete pass on first down by the Comets after the People State Bank kickoff. Under 10 minutes to go in the football game. Malby out in front, 46-21. Keep up the good work, Blue Demons. Joe, Carey, and Logan Knowles checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. Two receivers east side of the football field. Brower checks over the defense, points the defender out, movement. And there's a movement.
On the left side, on the offensive side, just a little drop step there by the left tackle. So it'll be a 5-yard penalty for the Comets.
This is a really outstanding Comet football team.
Very talented, very talented. You know, they never give up, and, you know, they're a good team. They're a good team. I mean, deep in the playoffs last year, right? They won a couple games last year, playoffs. So very capable.
A lot of size, speed, and just a great scheme and a system that they run both offense and defensively.
Brower's an outstanding quarterback. Here's the pressure. First down play. Pressure coming. Given chase. He throws it up for grab and goes out of bounds, and that will be grounding as he did not break the line of scrimmage and got out of the pocket, but to throw it away, when you have a defender in your face, you must break the line of scrimmage.
And the hard part there, when you're scrambling to your left and your right-handed quarterback, it's just hard to get a lot underneath that ball, especially under this stiff wind here. So it's just, it would have been easier for him on the right, but that's a good break for the Blue Demons and great pressure by Brendan Bassett out there on the right side to make him force it away.
That'll be a loss all the way back after the penalty to the 33-yard line. Up North Polk.
So two penalties back-to-back here for the Comets. So puts them in a really, really bad spot here. But if anyone can do it on a long strike, you know North Polk can.
They've done it all night. So Albie's defense risen to the occasion here. Brower rolls back, throws it across to a little dump-off pass. And going out of bounds, out to the 40-yard line. Short gain of about 7 yards. Albie playing a little deeper defense there. See, they don't want to give up anything big.
Yeah, they're playing a little bit back here. That way they don't get anything over the top. And, well, with our 10 or 11 interceptions on season, might not be bad for another pick right here and taking it to the house.
Yeah, that's, I think, a great call there. 3rd and 22, so you know they're going to go try to get it. They don't have to get all of it. And I correct me.
Oh, wow. And he takes Mayfield. Off Mayfield out across midfield. He's going to pick up about 10 yards, yep. And he'll get the ball all the way down to the Albia 47-yard line. Yeah, you know, you're looking past. That was a good call by their offensive coordinator.
That is. That's why I'm up here not coaching. That's a great call there to run that play off tackle. Mayfield picked up a good 11 yards, got about half of it back now, or a little over half, 4th and 9. And
this is definitely go territory here for the Comets. 8:26 to go. Albie with a 46-21 lead. Brower rolls back, has some time, throws a fade pattern up for grabs, tipped in. Oh, nearly completed and incomplete, and Albie will get the ball on the turnovers of down. Great job there, T, of Albie's defense coming up with a stop.
Yeah, I think that was Landon Hermson over there and Ryan Sarver on the coverage, and they weren't going to let that ball get to that Comet right there.
Sitting at the Pella Christian game listening to the Blue Demons. On KIIC, go Nick Yarkowski and the rest of the Big Blue, Robin and Jerry
Berrickman.
Berrickman, yes. Yeah. There we go. Glad to have you listening along tonight. Good luck to the Eagles. Way to go, Big Blue, from Ben, Tab, and Josh, Patsy, and Trevor. We want to hear from all of you. Here's a handoff, and KJ on the carry. on that first down carry. Boy, he just he is a load to bring down. He's like a tank out there.
Showing his ability, you know, to do those squats at 450 pounds that he does easily, just pulling and chugging those legs. Just a nice job. He hasn't got a ton of carries tonight, Karen Judge, but boy, when he has, he's really moved the pile just like Carter Isaac. So again, a nice job. They're trying to mix it up. KJ, now that's actually his 10th carry. He's got 31 yards, so hard earned yards, going 3 yards a carry.
Second down now and 6 for the Blue Demons. Albie with the 46-21 lead, 7:40 to go here in this ball game. Here is Carter Isley doing it, putting his hand out.
Really,
and Dan,
like that.
Now do you? It's been this point in most seasons when you've seen those Albie running backs take that next step, and it was the lead hand.
Yeah.
It's been a great indicator, and now the back is starting to feel his dance steps coming together.
We saw that last week for the first time on a number of plays, and he's starting to do it. You know, when there's that initial pressure, he's trusting his linemen to let them have time to work, and a way to do that is just to stay on their hip with that hand on them, and it works really well, and it was able to pick up that first down.
Albie with the football into North Polk territory. Here's a counter play. Isley hitting the backfield, gets away from the defender inside the 40. And still fighting forward, folks. He broke through five tackles to get the carry all the way inside the 35, down close to that first down marker. But he was hit in the backfield, got through that defender, took it about two steps and ran into about three black jerseys, and somehow fought through that and picked up another 6 yards.
Just see one sub coming in there real quick here. Ryan Sarver coming in for Nate Hoffman. So look for maybe a little razzle-dazzle here. See if we're going to get a strike on second and one.
46-21, 6:45 to go in the ball game. Albie with the lead. Power I formation. Here's the handoff. Isley over the right side, inside the 30, plowing his way forward, still fighting forward inside the 25, and the wall that is continuing to push downfield inside the 20-yard line. I'm out of superlatives.
I don't know how you describe it. He just keeps moving it. The line's right there with him. Ryan Romanko, Hunter Gerst are right there moving the pile with him. And just, you get all that strength and that massive young man out there. They just continue to move it. So it brings the Blue Demon ball all the way down to the 20, first and 10.
That was 10 yards. It looked like a soccer scrum, and it was Carter Isley pushing the football downfield.
Dude's a punisher, man. I'm telling you.
Wow.
It's crazy.
6:11 to go here. Albie the football. Here's a fake handoff running with it. The bootleg, naked bootleg. Luke Sarver sold that like Big T selling the car on his dealership lot. Sold. Touchdown, Albie.
There we go.
Luke Sarver. Luke, I'm not your father, Sarver, for the Blue Demon touchdown, 52-21. And I'll tell you what, he's going to get a job as a salesman someday really, really soon.
I tell you what, nobody hides that ball like Luke Sarver.
Yeah.
I swear, on that bootleg, it's just it's Doug Henning or David Copperfield. It's where's the ball?
It's a whole other set of issues.
That is
ISO kickoff. Hey, you know, we are now over the half-century mark, 53-21. So that now gets us $3 off on Touchdown Tuesdays for on Tuesday at Albia and Centerville Wash and Go.
We've got to come up with a good code.
Well, we have it. It's
I'm just joining the podcast tonight.
4040.
And, I'm trying to wait. What are you guys getting at here? 4040. I don't get it. First down and 10 here. Oh, met in the backfield is
Freshwater and Lawless again on the initial hit there, and Blake Bear helps finish it off, as well as Ryan Sarver. So a lot of good gang tackling there, but just initial contact there. They did pick up a long yard and a half, almost 2 yards, so we'll call it second and eight from the 22.
Oh, there's a special request here. Stephen, Darlene, Maddie on the farm listening, and they wanted to hear Christian sing Happy Birthday to Shirley Berry, who's having a birthday today.
Happy birthday, Shirley.
Happy birthday.
Well, I'm glad they wanted. I'm not sure we wanted to. Happy birthday, Shirley Berry. Is she now 25? Is that right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yep. Congratulations on your birthday, and hope you're enjoying this beginning of a Blue Pride weekend. Don't forget tomorrow, folks, 4:30, the first showing. Fifth and sixth grade tackle football players, congratulations on your big win last Sunday, but tomorrow at 4:30, a special showing for you and the Albie. Free of charge.
Mayfield.
Here is Mayfield on his way across the 40, and he'll be brought down, but not until he gets out across the 47-yard line. Boy, I like the way he runs. He is quite the runner.
Yeah, he averages a little over 7 yards a carry, and you can see why right there. Just a nice hole on the left side and took advantage. Good speed. A little injured lineman for a... the comments, but he's coming up on his own accord, so that's all right. Getting him attention for the comments, so sub in and out.
53-21, your score here, 4:53 to go in the ball game. Don't forget, we're going to take you right to the midnight hour, as we'll leave here and go right to the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show. Joining up with Fox 15. Join us on the TVs. We check out the scores from all over Southern Iowa. Quarterback, quick slant pass, and almost intercepted. Boy, he come up to make the hit, Blake Barrett, but
how much time's left in the game?
Had he been thinking about the INT instead of the ton of brick hits, he might have been end zone dancing.
Yeah, he was playing his man right there, you know, not really playing the ball, but which is fine. You know, I mean, that's all right. And you got some new numbers out here, fellas. You got quite a few subs coming in right now. So
Blue Demons, yeah, bringing in and really stacking that box up, getting about a seven in the box. They're trying to bring pressure up the front. Handoff.
Oh, Mayfield on the carry, then brought down. Again, Mayfield's a really shifty year under. And
Blake Lawless with the tackle. Again, the clock continues to run. We're at 4:25 in the fourth quarter. 53-21 is our score. Blue Demons on top.
I want to give away some We Are Blue t-shirts. We want to hear from you.
If you know what 4040, where'd that come from?
What does 4040 represent? Anybody knows that? You got to send your text, 641-799-1437, 641-799-1437. Put your name in the text, and you will win a We Are Blue t-shirt brought to you by Summers Insurance. Handoff over the right side, met by the Blue Demons and brought down. And that'll bring a fourth down and six.
Josiah Harris and Ryan Sarver in on the stop there on Mayfield. So nice job there right up the middle. Good job. Picked up now a yard, but it's fourth and five, long five. Of course, the Comets are going for it here with the clock continuing to run. We're at the 3:30 mark.
Summers Insurance, We Are Blue t-shirt. Tell us what the 4040 represents.
Brower's dropping back as if he's going to punt, and indeed he does.
Gets rid of it. High punt. Hits up in the air, and it's going to come back and then bounce and go from the 30-yard line up to the 33, and that's where...
Yeah, we'll see how far he walks and where they want to spot it. But the official dropped the marker down at the 34, so that's a... no, but they're going to skinny back another yard and a half, so a nice little return for North Polk there to get 2 yards again on that play going the other way. Catches at 34, the marker goes down, and they spot it to 32.
3:18 to go, 53-21 here.
New quarterback checking in, Tony Leshen coming into quarterback. Tony Leshen into quarterback, so getting some subs in there. Try to announce him as we get him in, and folks, let you know what's going on.
4040. Here's some of the text coming in, and we want to give away. Here's a handoff running straight ahead.
Bryce Leshen. Comes in at the tailback spot for Carter Izzy. Carter's probably done for the night. I think Carter's done enough tonight with the five TDs. You know, he had 9 yards a carry the first half.
Yeah, just a slow night for him.
Well, you get tired second half. All he did was up that average to 9.3. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it is an increase. 288 yards on the night.
Oh, my gosh.
288.
That's a career for most guys. Albie with the football and the lead here. Here's a handoff. Bryce Leshen out across midfield. And, boy, you can see the burst of speed that exists in Bryce Leshen. See, he doesn't take much of a hole to get him through it.
He's that energizer bunny with that drum just going.
Subs coming and going fast and furious here. So getting lots of guys in. Trevor Blackford now is coming on the offensive side, coming in at tackle spot.
So what does the code 4040 represent, the 10th text? Oh, person with the right gets the Summers Insurance We Are Blue t-shirt. And here's a handoff right ahead goes Brett Freshwater all the way inside the 45-yard line.
Also want to give a shout-out to one of my favorite players out there, Casey Zinski's coming at center there.
I love Case.
He's a hard-working kid. You know, Eli Bishop's just got the starting nod there, but, boy, Case comes a very capable center. He's always been a good one, so I love seeing him out there.
I got to get these texts in just a second. Hey, first and 10 for the Blue Demons. Albie on the march here, 1:57 to go. Tony Leshen gets the pitch off to his cousin fumble. Bryce, and it's a fumble on the play. The Comets come up with it. Now let's get to the Friday Night Lights Big Board real quick, and we got these t-shirts to give away. JML, give us a quick scoring update.
All right, lots of games ending, guys. We'll keep you on live here, but less than 2 minutes to go in this one. The Bulldogs lead by a field goal now, 23-20. Indianola has just scored. It's 23-20. Ottumwa late in that one. Also, Sigourney wins tonight. They get their second win on the season. Pella Christian gets their second loss on the season. It was 29-27 and a close one there. In the fourth quarter, Mount Pleasant leads Sheraton 36-27. A complete rundown when we come back at the Locker Room Show, the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show at 10 till 11 live on Fox 15. And your score right here, 53-21. Albie looking to go 4-0.
Here's a handoff over the left side. Albia with a 53-21 lead. We're trying to get the
nice
the,
one, Joe.
What the 4-0-4-0 is. Thanks, Joe, for helping us out there. The text coming in is at $2 off, Jeff Stevens says. He's pretty close. The 4040 is the Twitter account for junior high football. Very, very close.
But applies to a lot of them.
It's the car wash code, and they're all right, except what really it is 4-0. Dan,
quickly
help
back
us
here.
Out because I'm a little slow. What is
yeah, we're getting on our middle. After this, presumably, we're going to have this win. We're going to end up being 4-0 on the season. So, great start again for the Blue Demons.
All right. Megan Voss, you are the winner of a We Are Blue t-shirt, 4-0, and drinking a 40 in the back 40. No, Scott Cadell, that is not what it is.
Back here.
I'm sorry. Nice try, though. Drinking a 40 in the back 40. That's quite possible out of Scott Cadell. Albia. With the lead here, 49 seconds to go. Here's a handoff. A nice big hold over that right side for the Comets, and he'll have the first down. Let's real quick get a scoring update. Final 43 seconds here.
All right, guys, real quick. Indianola has just recovered an onside kick on the Ottumwa 38. They just scored. They make it 23-20. Less than a minute now to go in this game. Indianola recovers the onside kick on the Ottumwa 38. We'll keep an eye on that one. Back to you.
All right, I think Megan Voss has won the We Are Blue t-shirt, and we want to give another t-shirt away. 10 text, 641-799-1437, and put your name in the text, and here is the final play of the football game, a knee by North Polk on your final score, 53-21. We're going down to Christian and Big T on the Tharp Funeral Home Wireless 1 and 2 mics, but T and Dan, I'll stay up here with you real quick. North Polk really came out. They showed off their really good offense. This is a good football team out here in North Polk. They're lethal on offense. Albie just really the running game of Carter Isley took over here in this second half, and Albie put it away.
Well, very much so. At the point of attack, the offensive line only going one way, playing offense only, able to get those huge holes. Carter Isley's continued to impress as his ability to run. Again, finishes up with 9.3 yard average a carry, 288 yard rushing yards, 5 touchdowns. But it's a team effort, and Carter will tell you that first and foremost. But what a great job out of them. And as the game wore on, we simply wore them down. I mean, that's just what we see our MO more often than not.
Well, the 10th text is coming in, and gentlemen, it's been a great night here for Blue Demon football. Matt Archibald, you've won a We Are Blue t-shirt. Gunnar Thomas, a We Are Blue t-shirt. And Angie Ford, you have won a We Are Blue t-shirt as you are the 10th, 20th, and 30th text coming in. And they keep coming in. I might just stay on here a little bit and give another one away. T and Christian down on the fast track that was North Polk's football field tonight, guys. Impressive win here for the Blue Demons.
Great win. You know, you can't say enough about this offensive line. You know, making those types of holes for Carter and Kieran, and it's just they controlled the line of scrimmage, and that's what you've got to do. And that's what you've got to do to win ball games.
See, you got to see the power. You talked about it early on, the legs. Just looking at Carter Isley when you stand next to him, one of the things that stands out besides a lot of things, but he is so thick in the legs, so strong down low, and his center of balance as a wrestler is tremendous, and it shows on the football field, but he's a punisher.
He is just a physical specimen. Just looking at the guy, you frighten and fear because he's just such a massive guy. And when he has that speed that most massive guys don't have, but he does, he's been blessed with it. He has that speed and the mentality that no one can stop him. He just lowers his shoulder, runs over people, and they were all trying to tackle him up top today. And that shows you got to go low on Carter Isley. And even when you do go low, he bounces off like a ballerina and does a ballet move that you never seen before and almost breaks it to the house every time.
And I think that's what they recognized. They didn't think they could take his legs, so they came high and they were trying to strip the ball all night long, and then he would just continue to move them. I don't think they had an answer of how to properly take care of him. And Carter has grown so much in that running back position to know how to run hard and continue to drive, and it's going to be something to watch on film just to watch that effort. Again, it's a whole team thing, but boy, what a special night for him.
Carter Anderson, you're number 50, Darlene Maddie.
How much time is that?
60, and number 70, Brian Thompson. You guys have won We Are Blue t-shirts. Pat Eastlick, congratulations, number 80. Number 90, is Misty Smith is one number 90, and you have won a We Are Blue T-shirt courtesy of Summers Insurance, and then waiting for number 100 to come across here, and why not? Drinking his 40 in the back 40, Scott Cadell, and he is needing a T-shirt. I think he soiled his other one. And Albia has soiled the home game that was North Polk's, and Albia gets the opening win for this district. And, Dan, an impressive win here for the Blue Demons. North Polk, really, we would believe that they would be amongst CMB and Albia for real contenders in this this district. Of course, it's a long season, but this is a heck of a start for Albia.
It's a great start. You know, you get out of non-district play, you want to come out with a good win there and get into that district run, and that's a great start. Next week, we've got homecoming, so there's all the distractions and trappings that go on there. With Centerville, you know, the Battle Highway 5, and so it'll be a tough contest. You always know that. So it's a great way to start out on district play right now for the Blue Demons, and we'll see where this run takes us. You know, we've got a lot of good games with some old conference foes and CMB on the schedule, and Davis County and Centerville. It's going to be some great matchups.
South Central Conference rivalries come back. Brad DeMoss checking in. Michelle Parks, awesome win. PC, congratulations, you and Laura, on your anniversary. And Albia does get the win tonight. And Big T joining us back here in the broadcast booth. Beautiful complex here that is North Polk. And Albia came in tonight. And that field was really perfect for the way that Albia likes to get up and down the football field. But it was the power game of Carter Isley was the difference maker tonight.
Yeah, like I said, you know, just offensive line. You know, you just can't say enough about them. And you know, you're not going to bring Carter Isley down by tackling them up around shoulders. Just not going to happen.
Not going to happen. E-Mob brothers and sisters listening in from Oskaloosa, sending love to our Albia football team, cheering for a team with a dream. And this is a team with a dream that's trying to get it done. Jan Starcevic, another great game. And, gentlemen, we got a big weekend here, Blue Pride weekend, and we want to remind people. I got a text in from the Crawl family. They went to the showing tonight, and they said it was an absolutely outstanding movie, and they recommended everyone to go to it. Fifth and sixth graders, you can go at 4:30, and coaches, you all get in for free and can be a part of the celebration at the first showing. Then there is a pep rally that's going to take place. They'll start serving some food and have a pep rally at 5:30. 6:30, a little pep rally action, and then we'll follow up with the late show, and all the junior high 7th and 8th grade football players and the footballers, the whole community is invited, but show up with your wearing your Albia Blue, anything Albia Blue, and you get in free of charge. And this is when the game stands tall, T, and one thing is true tonight, this football team stands tall again on a Friday night.
You know, it was reminiscent of the game last week. You know, Pella Christian comes out, scores, you know, several points in the first half, and then the defense came out and just and shut them down. You know, and you got to really give credit to the defense tonight in the second half. They really didn't give these Comets much to do.
North Polk struck first, guys.
Yeah,
you know,
scores
all
quickly.
The pressure was on Albia, and to see that Albia really rose to the occasion, and had faced a second half, the start of the second half, with the other team with the football, and the momentum really going North Polk's way. So Albia overcame itself at times tonight, and overcame a really good football team here at North Polk.
Yeah, that's right. And last week as well, they did the same thing. Pella Christian came out and scored first, but you can tell, just like that movie, when the game stands tall, Albia once again stood tall, had no fear. They just stuck to what their game plan was, and they perfected it to almost pretty much perfect. Just a couple things still obviously fixed. But great game tonight out of the offensive line.
Scores.
Great job, Carter Isley, running the ball.
We're going to go back to Friday Night Light Studios. We wrap things up here. Dan, great win for the Blue Demons tonight, and a good win last night for the 8th grade. Carson Stocker, who's a man on the football field last night, a big win for the 8th graders, and a great second half by the 7th grade. Future looking bright up and down the Blue Demon lineup.
Definitely is. Is my button. Yeah, and our infield producer Carson Stocker. He, you know, we broke him in last week at the post game show, and he was helping produce here tonight for us. So did a great job for us. But the 7th and 8th grade, it's just a great youth program coming up. So Blue Demons got to keep it rolling. We got homecoming next week. Be a tough game.
My wife is the great winner of tonight's contest. She gets me. Hey, honey, coming home. Hi to my beautiful daughter, Kinnick, and my lovely wife, Scarlett, listening all night long and getting ready for the Summers family She wants her garage back, garage sale, and she's going to get it back tomorrow and stop by 113 Avenue West. That's a
I got to say hi to my grandson, Eli, is at home with Julie, my wife, so I think they're probably listening, so hi, Eli.
Yeah, what a handsome guy.
Yeah.
Handsome, handsome boy. Guys, it's been a lot of fun up here in the broadcast booth, but our night is not done as we run back to the Friday Night Lights to get ready for the Locker Room Show brought to you by Summers Insurance. Jay Mill back at the Friday Night Lights big board. Buddy, lace them up. Here we go.
All right. Well, I think we got all the I love yous in there and the garage sales and rummage sales. Go ahead. You got one more for me?
Nah, it's changed my mind.
We love you, Joe.
All right. Good job, you guys. Thank you, sideline reporter number one and number two, and booth number one and booth number two. Hey, you know what? This is interesting. Ottumwa now, week number two in their overtime. So now they've Indianola recovered an onside kick on the 38. They come down. They kick the field goal into the wind. 35-yard field goal into the wind. They tie it up 23-all. It goes to OT. Now, the Bulldogs were leading this football game 23-13 with about 3 minutes to go in this football game, and now it's tied in OT. Tumble pulled it out last week in OT. Let's see if they can do it again this week. And we do have the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show coming your way at the top of the hour, live on Fox 15. And we'll also have the crew live from the Shaggin' Wagon as well with their commentary. We'll be talking with coaches from around southern Iowa and southeast Iowa as well. And we'll go back out for another quick little report here in just a second. But I did want to get you that update that Ottumwa and Indianola are in OT, tied at 23. We had some real close games. We'll talk about them all coming up on the Fox 15 KYLU and KIIC Friday Night Locker Room Show coming up next. Let's go back live to Alleman.
Oh, hey, I'm in the broadcast booth. Hey, they come back to us. I was paying attention to my text. My texts are still coming in. Congrats, great win. Very proud to be a Blue Demon E-Mob. Ricky Shelker listening in to Bon Durant. Matt Archibald, he's begging for a T-shirt. Okay, Matt, this is one time a We Are Blue T-shirt.